Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and I'm thrilled you're with us. Of course, it is the home stretch, final hour of the program here tonight. And I welcome all of you who are listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, the only officially sanctioned website of the network. And we appreciate them, of course. Obviously, you can do what you can to help out by purchasing goods from the website there. Lots of great things available. And, of course, that allows us to continue to do what we love to do, which is, talk about the truth all around us. And there are so many different ways to view it and ways to experience it, and we try to cover it all. The website for the show, www.franklyspeakingradio.com. Webmaster James doing a great job to provide all of the show content there on the website. He does a phenomenal job. Let him know how much you appreciate him. And again, to all of our AM and FM broadcasters around the country and around the world, a big thank you to you guys as well, and all of you joining us on podcasts, listening to this as rebroadcast, perhaps in the archives. Welcome to you as well. So, quite a bit to absorb there from our guest. Fantastic information. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Folks, you're welcome to weigh in with your thoughts on anything. We can make this an open hour, open line hour, if you would prefer to do that. Otherwise, there's certainly plenty of news. Let's go to Bob in Florida. Bob, welcome to the program, sir.
Wow. That was a lot to absorb. And
yeah.
So many things that, like, it's foreshadowing, to say the least.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm sure I missed certain parts, and I'll catch it all on the rebroadcast or whatever, mm-hmm. on the archives, which is a great thing about RBN and your show. But anyways, I wanted to ask you if you got into, like, Pearl Harbor being an inside job.
Yeah, we've looked at that quite a bit. Have you heard my interviews with Ralph Epperson?
Oh, of course. Ralph is my favorite guest of your program.
Really? Yeah, he's phenomenal. I just love him. His website actually has – have you been to his website by chance?
Sure. I've actually got a chance. I called him up one time.
Oh, good.
He's a great guy.
He is. He's phenomenal. Well, right there on his website, for those who don't know what we're discussing, you can go there. It's www.ralph-epperson.com. Right there you can see the headline from the Hilo Tribune, I believe it is. I'm not sure the exact name of it. And it says Japan to attack next weekend. And this was a Sunday newspaper, and that's when Pearl Harbor did occur. So this is a local newspaper, and you could see the headline very clearly. They knew about these things. Now, had we had the internet back then, or some sort of mass distribution for even local media, they would have put it off. They wouldn't have done it. Because people would have been aware, people would have been outraged, and the cover-up would not have been able to have been perpetrated. But, you're absolutely right. That's a key element to this whole story.
Well, I'm just wondering who they're planning on putting in these prisons next. Is it going to be the Muslims, or is it going to be people who are followers of the truth and, the people who are not going to stand for this crap?
It's hard to say. It really is. I guess it would be dependent on various things. There's a lot of people, when you start looking at these things, they start trying to come up with some sort of solutions. And I understand that. I mean, we are a solutions-based sort of people. That's what we're oriented in that direction. At the same time, I do think that the same way that the government would seek to impress fear upon us, to allow us to submit various, freedoms and things like that, so too can the government use fear to force a sort of a movement out in the open. So in what I'm saying here is that by using all this fear and all this rationale, things that people hear and people talk about, that might lead to some sort of idea that people should take up arms and overthrow their government. There's a lot of people out there who talk like that. I've never said that. I still will never say that. I don't think that armed revolution is the answer. I think we need a revolution of thought. Hold on a second. We'll be back in three, folks.
Attention. This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm glad you're here tonight with us, and of course you're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Love to hear from you as always, 800-313-9443. We're chatting with Bob in Florida. You know, Bob, what I was getting at there is this whole idea of what's going on. I do think that, you know, things are going to probably get worse, and I think that some people are going to pursue the idea of some sort of armed revolution. I'm not advocating that. I never have. I never will. I think that's an easy way for a lot of people to get killed. I think it's an easy way for them to institute a gun grab to actually put into place all the martial law things that people hear about and worry about.
So what do we do? I mean, I want to avoid, you know, I want to start waking people up before
sure.
it has to get worse in order to get better.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want that to happen, Frank.
Yeah. I don't either. I think we're making a difference. I think that in this time, we're in a precarious place. It would be, I'm trying to think of a way to contextualize it. It would be the equivalent of, let's say that you are a prison guard, okay, and you're taking a prisoner out of their cell. And for a second, there's an opportunity there where they could maybe get loose, you know, where you open the door and you don't have the handcuffs on them or something like that. There's that kind of where, you know, the prison guard's kind of like, anxious, extra anxious, like holding their breath, kind of like, oh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? That's where the powers that be are right now. Okay? They're watching us in a situation where they kind of don't quite know what to do. They're not nearly where they would like to be with this whole New World Order agenda. They wanted us to be in this place or further along by the year 2000, if you look at some estimates. It depends on who you talk to. Ralph Epperson would be one of those people, for example. So when you look at where we are now, I would say that they're moderately concerned. They can't do too much because it's very much a political cycle. Even though it's an election year, people are still talking about it. People are looking into these things. People are starting to put their candidates under a magnifying glass and saying, well, what did you vote for and what did you say? And people are starting to see that there's no real difference between Democrats and Republicans. People are falling away from both parties.
The only problem is, Frank, the media doesn't reflect that. They're controlling our perception. Mm-hmm. I looked at the polls today, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Democrats. You know, I'm 21 and mm-hmm. I grew up in South Florida and I'm mm-hmm. a liberal, right?
Yes.
So I identified with that because it was better than listening to Rush Limbaugh.
Sure.
Nonetheless, I look at these Democrats that are supposedly supporting Hillary. Well,
yeah.
Frank, I don't know anybody. I know a bunch of liberals, you know, people who haven't been able to, you know, jump free of the paradigm of the left right.
Mm-hmm.
And they claim to be liberals, but none of them support Hillary. They see her for what she is.
Yeah.
They said she had a strong debate the other day. Who cares?
Yeah.
And I've been telling my liberal friends, listen, there's a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary's going to be our next president.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hope to God it doesn't happen, but
yeah.
here's what I think. Here's what Ralph Epperson's saying. Here's, mm-hmm. you know, Carol Quigley or
yeah.
whatever. You know, and, you know, take it for what it is. I it's like a jigsaw puzzle. I don't,
yes.
I don't necessarily, you know, think that's inevitable,
mm-hmm.
but it's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
Ralph Epperson knows more than I do.
He's a brilliant, brilliant man. You're absolutely right on point. No, I think that I agree with what you're saying, that there are still the dyed-in-the-wool people who don't know that there are more ways for them to achieve awareness out there than simply what they're fed. But people are starting to ask questions. People are starting to get upset with what they're being fed. A perfect example would be the absolute media uniformity to non-issues, like Paris Hilton, for example. Okay, Paris Hilton goes to jail. Oh, Paris Hilton was released. Oh, she's back in jail. Oh, there's this and there's that. People in the media did notice their numbers fell away so badly when they started focusing on these non-story stories that when the opportunity arose for people to bid on you know, Paris Hilton's agent saying, oh, you know, who wants to be the first one to have her exclusive fresh out of prison interview, there was very little interest in that at all. People
probably
just,
Larry King.
I think Larry King's the one who did score the actual interview. Well, yeah, totally. The guy's just a chode. I mean, he has no idea what's going on, and he throws softball questions, and he doesn't actually have a real interview, more or less. He just wants to...
He's a puppet.
He is a puppet, absolutely, just like all the biggies are. But what I'm saying is that people are starting to get upset with things. Now, granted, some of your friends maybe not. It just depends on where you go. If you isolate yourself into a little box, and the only information you have is the information that you allow in, you are going to be stuck in the mud. You're never going to go anywhere. You're never going to grow. And that's one of the big things that I've seen, too. A lot of people viewed it as a great victory when the studies and the surveys came out back around 2004, saying that the majority of people are getting their information not from TV but from online stuff, and that most of the people who are going on television and getting news are getting so from outlets like The Daily Show, for example. So that, to me, is a tragedy. I like The Daily
irritating.
Show. It is. It is. I like The Daily Show. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, when you take really serious news stories and
you make it outrageous.
I know. You make it into a punchline, and it takes away the seriousness of it.
How many people have died, and this jerk has the nerve to laugh about it? I'm sorry, Frank. You just hit a nerve there for
it's
me.
Okay.
And I'm not the type of person who sits back.
I know.
And, you know, laughs at people dying, no matter
yeah.
where they're from, no matter who they are. People are people.
Yeah.
And they got to stop dehumanizing us.
Yeah, that's right. But we have to stop allowing it to happen. See, what you have to do, and step back for a second, and we have to remember what it was like when we could look at the world with those rose-colored glasses on, because we've all been there. And this is the key element that we have to understand. No one woke up wide awake, okay? We weren't born that way. And it's been a process for every single person. Yeah, some people might have gradually yawned and stretched and eyelids fluttered, and they had a nice, peaceful awakening. But for the most part, it's been varying degrees and intensities of buckets of ice water, you know, here and there. You can't take yourself back to that point. You can't ever go back to sleep completely. You can do your best, and I've talked to people, and I've been doing this long enough where I've seen that sort of revolution in thought, where people are very into it and very into it and very into it, and then they kind of say, well, I just can't take anymore, and they go away and they just stop listening, or they you know, fade out, and then they eventually come back around and they said, you know, I tried. I really did. I tried to quit this. I tried to quit the truth, and I realized I couldn't. I realized that there was always something nagging at me at the back of my brain saying, you know, you're missing something. You're missing something. And that's really what this whole awakening process is about. We have to understand that it is angering to see certain things happen. It is angering to see the way that real truth is being handled in the mainstream. But at the same time, we have to, instead of being angry, we should be sympathetic. We should feel bad for people because they don't realize that there's more out there. A perfect example is when you look at any issue, and you've listened to the show, you know how we do it here when we do our news segments. We pull from all over the world because there's so many different angles and issues and perspectives and little tidbits of information. Some news outlets will have it, some will not. So it is important to have a broad perspective. So if you get your news from The Daily Show, not a problem, but don't stop there. And don't just go to, you know, ilovedemocrats.com for your news. Even if you are a Democrat and you only want things that make you feel good about you, think about the other side. Okay, for example, you may not like Rush Limbaugh, okay? But at the same time, nobody's better at picking apart Democrats than a Republican. So Rush Limbaugh's good for that. He's very myopic. It's only one side. You need the other side, so you got to go to the other things. So, you know, in order to get a balanced view of things, you want to talk to everybody. Perfect example. Let's say that, Bob, you're planning on building a garage onto your house this summer. So what do? You just go and you flip through the phone book and you pull the first one that comes out. What if that phone book only has one name in there? You're going to go on the Internet. You're going to talk to your friends and say, hey, wait a minute, who did your garage? Who did you get to build that addition on your house? Who did you get to work on this? You're going to ask around at work. You're going to call people. You're going to talk to people. Maybe you'll call the city, Better Business Bureau. You're going to go ahead and look online in the yellow pages, in the white pages. You're going to talk to people. You're going to go to the Home Depot and ask them. You're going to look on the little message board. Who needs a job and what are they looking to do? Maybe you'll call temp agencies and say, who do you recommend for this and this and this? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things you would do. Why? Because you want to save a dollar, and obviously more than a dollar, preferably. But my point is that is the effort people will go to for things when it involves money, when it involves other things, for example, like politics. They just try to get a one-sided view. They just go and they want things that are familiar to them because the real world is a difficult place to endure. The real world is oppressive. The real world is a pain. The real world gives me a headache and it makes me shiver in fear. So as a result of that, I'll limit my real-world exposure to maybe work and something like that. But I want my news to be something that's not going to shake the foundations that are quivering on a regular basis. But the point is that if we can take that mindset and say the thoroughness that we throw into our research for something that we feel will benefit us, take that same perspective and apply it to everything else. Apply it to the news. Apply it to politics. Apply it to the war. Because the greatest thing you can do, okay, with something is give of yourself, is give of your time, your efforts, your care, your concern, your compassion. So if you are not applying that in the right way or in the right amounts or in the right places, then you are ripping yourself off. You're costing yourself your time. How much time do we have on this earth? How much time are we going to live before God decrees that it's time to come on back home? We don't know that. So we should be very, very, very cognizant of how we spend our time. Perfect example. Do you just simply sit there and zone out on CNN? Do you zone out on Fox? Do you zone out on Comedy Central and expect this to be all the news that you really need? See, we need to diversify. The same efforts we throw into our research in other areas, we must apply to everything in our daily lives. Another example. If you were to go and join a political organization, maybe Amnesty International or Greenpeace or PETA or something like that. You might go ahead and find out what they stand for before you send them your enrollment fee for the year. But people don't apply that same thing to their politics. They just take it as they find it, which is a real tragedy. Hang on, folks. We're back in three.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and very excited to have you with us here tonight, as always. We're going to get back here to Bob in Florida. Bob, I apologize myself for a little ranting and raving there, but, you know, this is a very, very important thing. I was sitting down talking to a friend of mine. It's a while back, and I was telling her, and she was saying, you know, I keep on making these same mistakes in my life. And I said, well, maybe you need to realize that if you're getting the same result and you're doing the same thing every time, then maybe it's time to change what you do and thereby change the result. And I said, you need to sit down and think about why you believe the way you believe about everything. And I said, sit down and make a list. You know, for example, what's your favorite color? And she told me, and I said, well, where did that come from? You know, think about the origins of our belief structures. Most people adopt the philosophies, the principles of you know, the people around them to a varying degree. You know, they become a Republican or a Democrat because their parents are Republicans or Democrats, and they're just raised in a household in that fashion. They listen to news with a certain slant, perhaps. They listen to you know, each other discuss things. They watched maybe the Democratic primaries, but not the Republican primaries, or vice versa. So it's very important to understand the origins of why we believe the things that we believe. Maybe is a gal we dated who was very, very politically active, and you said, well, I lean maybe more towards Democrat, but you're a rabid Republican, and I sure do like having you around. So, you know, I'll amuse you and go to these rallies with you or something like that. So we have to figure out these things and then discover if we really like, you know, meatloaf because we love meatloaf or because we just got used to it. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the heart of the issue. We live in a culture right now where people we're a bunch of repeaters. I think David Icke refers to us as, you know, the repeaters in the media as a bunch of repeaters, and it's all about the perception. And what came to mind is, I forget the exact numbers, but I saw some sort of poll recently where most Americans aren't smart enough to make opinions on a lot of different issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, you know.
It does.
And what I think is, what I'm not sure exactly is, I think it goes to some sort of massive brainwashing, you know, some sort of, on a massive scale. And I don't think it's anything really too far out. I don't think it's, you know, the reptilians or anything like that. And, you know, I looked into the Montauk Project and, you know, that sort of thing, and Kathy O'Brien and all that stuff interests
sure.
me. I'm not sure I give it total credit, but you know, like I said, it's a puzzle piece.
It is.
Just trying to get to something, Frank, and you know, hopefully there's light at the end of the tunnel. But you know, people like you, Frank, you helped me get there, and I appreciate it.
Well, you're too kind, my friend. Thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, anytime, brother. Thank
all right,
you.
Have a good night.
You too, sir. Amazing stuff there from Bob. I love, love, love his passion. I love his fire, and I like the fact that he cares. You know, when you think about it, folks, there's a lot of different emotions that we have in these times. Certainly, the weight of the world does bear down, and it does really take its toll on us psychologically in every possible conceivable way. I like to think, well, I'll give you an example. Every single one of us, presumably at some point in our lives, has fallen in love. Maybe once, maybe, you know, lots of times, who knows. But there's that certain feeling when you first fall in love with somebody, and it's an excitement, and it's kind of like an anxiety, right? It's like, oh, you know, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? It's a very exciting time. Okay, it would be the equivalent of maybe a roller coaster ride. You know, there's the anxiety as you're going up, and what's it going to be like? What's it going to be like? And then when you're going down the hill, it's amazing. Your heart's beating fast. You got your adrenaline. Maybe you got a smile on your face. You know, that's what love is like. So people who are in love, they don't really worry about stuff. You know what I mean? They're not able to be taken down. They're like, you know, you're not going to ruin my day today because I'm in love and I know this and I'm excited about it. Why is that? And what is God? You know, when you think about faith and you think about, you know, the Jesus and you think about the scriptures, it's all examples of love, various kinds of love, but love nevertheless. And that's the kind of feeling that I think it scares the people out there. It scares the powers that be. Okay, because people who feel that sort of invincibility, that invulnerability of joy and happiness, they can't do anything to us. See, they can break our minds. They can break, you know, our psyches to a certain extent. Or certainly, they can put a lot of weight on them. They can never, 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 never crush our spirit. They cannot destroy our soul. I mean, we can go ahead and allow them to take that. We can allow them to gain ground within us, within our hearts and our minds. But they can't ever win. Okay, but we can screw things up. We can screw up a great many things, and we can make things easy on them. And I choose not to be fearful, because there, you know, in addition to the love I have for people in my life, there are things I love about life. You know, a lot of people don't view things that way. They get very upset and very morose. But why would we be angry about these things that are happening unless there were good things in our life that we wanted to preserve? And we have to always be aware of that, because that, you know, and I'm no hippie crazy, you know, love the, you know, go have sex with trees and dance naked in the woods kind of person, but there is a power in that emotion, a love, which does conquer all other emotions and the fear that they breed in there. Stay with us. We're back in three with more of your phone calls after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. I'm thrilled you're with us. Of course, we got about 25 minutes left in the show, and we can go down any roads you'd like. By all means, give us a call. 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. It is still your right to free speech, should you choose to exercise that. And, of course, this hour is being brought to you courtesy of the generosity of our friends at Soleil Wellness, the makers of superior natural salt crystal products, including the one that I'm always raving about, the salt crystal lamps. I just absolutely love those things. Anyway, they also have skin and oral care products, natural foods, and a great deal else. You can go and see it all for yourself on the website at www.natural-salt-lamps.com. You can also call them toll-free, ask your questions, place your orders, 866-497-0274. And, of course, we appreciate all of our sponsors and advertisers, the people who make this show and this network possible, and urge you to support them so we can continue to do these things. Let's go to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Frank.
Hey, brother, how you been, man?
Man, you know, I've been roughing it, you know, like probably many others out there. And I'm still standing, brother.
Good. Glad to hear it, my friend.
You know, I was listening to Bob, and, you know, Bob echoes the sentiments of a lot of people out there, you know.
Sure.
And tell you the truth, I'm like you. I actually like to hear Bob. You know, correct me if I'm wrong. Did he say he was 21?
Yeah, isn't that great?
Well, think about it. You know, now, you know, it wasn't until I was past 30 before I actually got out of that, you know, that mm-hmm. box. You know,
yeah,
pull that veil off of my eyes. It just took me, you know, that much time. I was caught up in that matrix, and I couldn't see, you know, that I was being manipulated. And I think the first time that I actually woke up, and this may be kind of sad, but somebody suggested that I read George Orwell's book 1984.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first read it, the first thing I wanted to do is ask. I started looking around on the internet to see if George Orwell was still living, because I could, it was hard for me to conceive how a person could write a book like that, and I wanted to ask him in person or send him an email and say, is this stuff real?
Mm-hmm.
But it helped mom. Even though it was disturbing to me. And I didn't really get a good night's sleep for a few weeks after that, because I really had my mind working overtime.
Yeah.
And on top of it, I had just got a brand new Mac computer, Frank. And when I set it up, the night that I read the book, it was talking about how, you know, machines and computers would be able to spy in on you. So when I went to sleep that night, and like I said, I that book really had my mind working overtime. Around about 6 o'clock that morning, that computer snapped on by itself. So you can imagine.
Yeah.
I was laying there. I was gripped with fear. I was gripped, literally a grown man wrapped up in the covers. You know, I was gripped with fear, and the only thing I could think is somebody is looking at me through that computer, you know. So, you know, but anyway, that book actually helped to get my mind, you know, where I could see other things that were going on around me. And I started listening to shows on the shortwave, and some of them, they were a little bit extreme.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they always had a grain of truth to them. And you know, I think I'm intelligent enough where I can discard the extreme crap, excuse me.
I think you stopped yourself, yeah. I know what you're saying.
Excuse me, nevertheless, you know, you know, the extreme stuff from the stuff that really made sense.
Yes.
And now I'm actually glad, even though, like you said, Frank, we're living in some very tumultuous times, that I do know the truth. I'm not one of these gullible people who are caught up in that. I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, I'm a liberal, or mm-hmm. I'm a conservative. I'm glad that I don't wear those labels, nor do I subscribe to any of those forms of thinking, because what you have done when you do that is you've made yourself a prisoner in your own mind.
Yes, sir.
And even though Bob expressed some indignation over some of the things that are going on right now, and it just looks like the general public have no control. You have elites at the top who are masterminding a lot of death and destruction and fear worldwide. The one thing that he has at his advantage, and so do you, and so do I, and many others, is you know that you know the truth. You could, it's like that magician who's performing that trick. Everybody else is mesmerized because they see that magician do these tricks, but you're that individual sitting in the audience who can see that sleight of hand going on.
Mm-hmm.
And while everybody is applauding and throwing money and yelling more, you know, you're sitting there going, this guy's phony.
Right on.
He's a shyster. So that's the advantage. You're not being taken. You're not being hoodwinked.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm angry, you know, but I'd rather know the truth, and then when the stuff hits the fan, figuratively speaking, I won't panic.
There you go.
You know, there won't be that panic there.
Yeah.
I might be angry, but there won't be panic. Now, what you have to watch out for is I really feel that the people who are masterminding the events right now, that they really need to be careful, Frank. And I've heard other people express this, that these people right now, they're actually and I'm talking about the elites at the
yes.
top, they're actually walking on a tightrope, because if they ever mm-hmm. lose control over this lighted match, over this can of gasoline called the general public worldwide, all hell is going to break loose.
I agree with that. That's kind of exactly where I was trying to explain my take on it to Bob. You know, they're all holding their breath, Rodney. They know that just one little mistake on their part, and you know, they're done for.
Look, one prime example, Frank, the internet.
Yes,
and even the mainstream media, they are losing their grip. They're that tightrope walker who's losing his balance one way too far to the other side. So that to compensate, they're doing some other things that really put them at risk too. You know, if you compensate too fast and too quick in your tightrope walker, well, you know, the end result is still going to be the same. You're going to fall off and kill yourself.
That's right.
And so I recognize those two areas right now. They're trying to overcompensate by taking and trying to censor, shut down the internet. Right now I hear a talk of the fairness doctrine. You know, all
yeah.
of that is just what is all it is just a cover for an excuse for somebody to shut down your speech and allow them to continue to carry on their masquerades. But while they're doing that, once again, they're overcompensating for one of their faults. And I don't think that they predicted that some of this stuff would get out of hand the way it is. So to overcompensate by shutting down the internet, or even putting these bans, or making people pay high prices on just to be able to get on the internet, even to me, that's still overcompensating for some of the problems that the elites are having, trying to control
yeah.
what they consider the cattle out there.
Yes,
you see, so maybe, you know, help me out. I mean, what is your take on it?
I think, it's exactly like what you're saying. I mean, there is very, very, very little opportunity for either side to sort of move ahead. I think at this point, all we can hope for and all they can hope for is for the other side to make a mistake. Does that make sense? That's when
a game of chess, but
yes.
Frank, when you are outnumbered, even though you may be holding the superior weapon, and you are outnumbered, we use the military general Hannibal did not have a very large military. Of course, in the end, he was eventually defeated by the Roman armies, but he was a great strategist.
Yes.
And this is cognitive reverse of what I'm saying, but even if you have the superior weaponry, the other guy may have the strategy.
Yeah.
Or he may have the numbers that could overwhelm you. And in this case, even though the elites have, you know, the big bombs, the poison gas, this, that, and the other, they have a lot of these superior weapons at their disposal. They're outnumbered by the masses, Frank. And you take an army of hungry people who want to eat, and you got a handful, relatively speaking, of soldiers with machine guns telling them you can't come across this field to get over there to get that food, something is going to give. And I'm going to tell you, if it's 5 or 6 million people trying to get to that food versus 10 or 15,000 soldiers with machine guns, those hungry people are going to win that battle every time.
I agree. But see, again, we have to be aware that they are trying to condition us in a certain way to make those mistakes. You know what I mean? You've got people out there, and there are, I hate to say it, and you know it, and a lot of other people know it. There are infiltrators everywhere, Rodney, and there are people who appear to be on our side who are not.
This game in the book.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all about infiltrating. So, you know, there are people out there who are advocating certain things, and that's why I don't tell people to do anything, Rodney. I never have. I never will. Only think for yourself, because I really firmly think that when you look at this whole thing, if there was some sort of attempt for an armed revolution, I do think that that would be the excuse they need to implement martial law and a gun grab and a lockdown and so on and so forth. So that would be, in my mind, that would be them creating the conditions and our side sort of making a mistake, tripping over our own 2 feet, and they go, thank you. That's what we've been waiting on. So I do think that's what's...
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. And you never want to be in the position where you're always playing defense. You know,
yeah, that's true.
And right now, but I go, and I think probably their most effective weapon is the propaganda war right now, Frank, because they, for years, have used their institutions to, on all levels, medical, educational, financial, and so on and so forth, to condition people, and that have people in so many different divisions.
Yes.
So many different facets. People, you get a group of people who agree, even in the, you know, the Patriot movement, will agree on a central issue.
Yeah.
But they will let a little minor sub-issue cause them to fight and argue, and eventually nobody gets anything done.
That's true.
Well, you know what? That's that Machiavellian thing there, you know?
That's right.
And the real perpetrator doesn't even have to lift a finger. He doesn't have to squeeze the trigger on the gun or do anything, because he has been able to use, you know, to conquer those individuals through his propaganda and his conditioning. So it's a lot going on out there. But I'm not bragging, Frank. I think I'm in a position, with many other people out there, to see what's going on. And I think that if something, and I do believe something will happen that's not going to be nice, if it happens, I won't be like, you know, somebody who lets a burglar sneak up on him in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? In fact, Jesus gave the analogy, you know, if the homeowner knew that the thief was going to come in the night at a certain time, then he would wait up and he would be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how would he know that? Well, he has all of the signs, the warning signs, to let him or her know that thief is going to do something. And I'm the thief in this analogy are the powers to be, you know, the you know, what I call the agents of evil.
Mm-hmm.
But we have all the signs that we need, you know. And so when that thief does decide to make his move or her move, you know what? We have no excuse to say, well, I didn't know.
That's right.
I didn't know. Now, there are people who are still caught in that matrix, and like you expressed some empathy for those people, and I agree with you, and that's the reason why I said Bob needs to count it as a blessing that at the age of 21, he has been able to wake up.
Amen.
Because, man, I at 30 years old, when I finally woke up, I went through a period of withdrawal, almost like a person who was coming off of drugs.
That's right.
It was denial, and there was a period of, I just can't believe this.
Yeah.
It really blew my mind, and I even had friends who told me, you shouldn't read books, you know, like 1984. You shouldn't. You know, but after I got over that, and it did take me some time.
Sure.
Because I wanted to prove what I had read in that book and some other books. I wanted to go out there and prove it wrong, Frank.
Yeah.
But I haven't been able to do it.
Well, I tell you what, my friend.
You have people on your show like Ralph Everson.
I know.
You know, the more I try to prove it wrong, the more the evidence shows, you know, that there's no turning back.
Yeah, well said. Rodney, I appreciate the call, my friend.
Thank you.
I wish we had more time, and I hope to hear from you again. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes with the conclusion of the show. We'll try to fit in any more phone calls and wrap up in the little time that we have. Please stay with us.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Good morning, good evening, folks, wherever you might be, however you might be listening. Welcome to the program. It's been action-packed, and I've enjoyed every minute of it, especially the time I get to spend with you guys. Of course, our phone number, 800-313-9443. Let's squeeze in this last call. Cameron from Australia, welcome to the program.
G'day, mate. I'm your first-time listener.
Wonderful.
Bob sent me your way, and, he's a good friend on the Internet.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so we talk, and we talk on Skype and other things like that, Skype casts, and sometimes in conference, but people from all around the world, we do, and we find out we've got more in common than we think. Different words, but we all have our own, every country has their own propaganda.
Yes.
Every country has its own groupthink. A different, but the situations are just similar. Yeah. So the New World Order affects us all.
Amen. I agree with that, and I've said that to many people who have said to me, they said, oh, that's it, I'm leaving the country. And I said, where are you going to go, and what part of New World Order do you not understand? So you're exactly right. This is a big thing. And, you know, so often we look at all the things that divide us. We look at all the things that separate us, the things that make us different, because there is that sort of elitism bred into every organization and every group and every nationalism, you know, whatever it is that we're trying to look at, we want to be better than everybody else. And to do that, we have to sort out the differences between us. But if we look at what unifies us, you know, for example, the people who love freedom, and all humanity has that enduring need built into them to seek out freedom in every possible way, not just freedom to do things, but freedom from things. And we don't want to be treated like we've been treated. And it's happening all over the place, and it's happening in Australia, and it's happening here, and it's happening in Canada, and all over every other place that's out there. So you're right on point, and we do have all this in common. We are all in this together.
The main thing I'm aware of is that these elite, they work on the divide and rule principle. And yeah, I mean, you know, I think America's being set up for a fall, so foreigners can then look at America and point the finger and laugh, you know, and the stereotypes will follow.
Right.
Maybe it could be that just like with the Nazis, I mean, you know, the Germans think they're going to be demonized for the next 60 years after the end of World War II. Every time you think of tyranny, should we mention Germany? That's what's happened. You know, usually when the problems are on our own doorsteps and here in the West. And I'm thinking that if America gets imploded to some degree, Europe becomes knight in shining white armor, perhaps, and America is used to, you know, be the derision of the world. And I don't like that. I mean, I went to America and lived there about 15 years ago when it was things were a lot happier, and I even dreamed of moving there myself at one point. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, it seems I have more freedom here than big guy do, and it's, you know, the dehumanization that's going on and the devaluing of individuality. It's very distressing to me.
Yeah. I understand, and I completely agree. You know, it's possible. I mean, it's very possible that you guys are more free over there than we are here. I don't know. All I know is that there is a point where a people can only be pushed so far and into a corner. When we're back there, the question is, how do we respond? And time will tell. Time will truly tell. But I do think that it is in our best interest to reach out to each other in this time and try to wake up as many people as we can, because it is a problem that is an endemic to all people everywhere.
On point there. I mean, well, I contacted people in Germany that are translating some truth stuff into German and as well, and translating documentaries, you know, like Aaron Russo's Free into Fascism,
yes,
you know, into, mm-hmm. into German. It's great. It thrills us that we can meet people around the world who are same way minded. It's not just... But there are, in my country, I suppose, a good majority of people are sleeping, like in yours. A lot of people have been played off in problem, reaction, solution, and because there's a lot of money in the culture, generally, towards politics, there are sort of patriots testing the boundaries like you guys are. That's why you guys will, you know, hit the barbed wire first.
Well, Cameron, I really appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for being out there, and we have to go, folks. See you tomorrow.
With recent internet.